Big honor and privilege to be able to address you this morning. In the beginning, I had a difficulty with the slogan of this Torah lesson, Start Your Day the Torah Way. You know that V'alachta b'drochav is the mitzvah of every rega, every second of the day, a person has to go b'derech ha-Torah. So what's the message? Start the day the Torah Way. What's with the rest of the day? Right. So I once heard the beautiful pshat. In what we say, the spirit of the Tzim Mashas is still in our air. And there we say, Keshem Shazartani L'Sai Masech Tezu, Kein Tazreinu L'Haskel U'L'Sai Masech Tezacheros. Like you helped us finish a Masech Tezah, please also help us start a new Masech Tezah and finish it. So Reb Zundel Kreuz of Yerushalayim, he asks, why do we say on the second time round, give us Siyata Deshmaya to start the new Masech Tezah and finish? We should say, like you helped me finish this Masechta, help me finish other Masechtas. So he says, the Yetzer Hara doesn't have a problem of people starting Masechtas, because many people don't finish. But if a person actually finished a Masechta, so we see that this person works with motivation, determination, he's ready to finish the Masechta. So the Yetzer Hara sets in already at the beginning that we're not going to let this person start the Masechta, because if he starts it, he's going to finish. So Mimele, we ask, special siyata d'shmaya at the beginning, that like he helped us finish this Masechta, so b'meila now we need siyata d'shmaya to start it, because if he starts it, then he's going to finish. So that's the Keshem Shazartani l'sayim Masechta zu, kein tazreinu l'haschil u l'sayim Masechta zu. I spoke to many people regarding this Torah session, and they all say the same thing, that the whole day is different if it starts off on this note of Torah. And Bifrat, if it's finished at the end of the day, a person also learns and sets a Kviyas Itim, so that the whole day is sandwiched with Torah. So Mele, if the Yetzer Hara sees how people's day, the whole complete day is different by this starting of the Torah, so Mele, there needs Bezinder Siyat Deshmaya to start the day the Torah way. Because once it starts, then we know that the whole day is going to finish B'derech HaTorah. So start the day the Torah way, because then the rest of the day will be complete with Torah and Siyat Deshmaya and Yerushalayim. I'm fortunate to live in Yerushalayim, and I'm zoich also to drei by a lot of Rabbonim. So I want to share with you a story and a shayla lahalocha, which Be'etzem is not addressed at all in Shulchan Aruch, and the whole din is only derived from the Rishonim. The story goes like this. There was a married woman, Balas Tshuva, and she always knew that her mother did Geirus. So she was the daughter of a Geirus. Now, after she did a bit of homework, and after she was living a Jewish life, she unearthed the Seder of how her mother's Geirus took place. And she found out that her mother, when she was a child of 2 years old, they took her for Geirus, Kotnishin is Geira, and her parents, that means this woman's grandparents, never kept any mitzvahs, never were makabel any mitzvahs whatsoever. And we know that in Geirus there's three integral parts for the Seder of Geirus. There's Mila for a Zohar, Tvila and Kabbalah Samitzvahs. We paskin that if there's no Kabbalah Samitzvahs, then the whole Geirus is void. It's not Chal B'chlal. So it comes out that this Kotn, this mother of this woman, when she did the Geirus, there was no Kabbalah Samitzvahs because her parents never kept anything. So therefore there wasn't a day in her life where she kept any mitzvahs. So Mimela, it was also done by a private rabbi who didn't have a Bezdin B'chlal. And we know that Bezdin is also Le'ikuvah. If you don't have a Bezdin B'shas, the Geirus, then the Geirus is void. So it comes out, this is Sbara, that this woman in front of us, she's a goy. Her mother never had Geirus, and Mamela, her whole yichus is that she's a goy, although she's keeping all the Torah mitzvahs like a regular frum Jewish woman. But lo aleinu, she found out now that she's a goy. So she went to Bezdin, and Bezdin came. Bezdin said that she needs to go through a Geirus. The problem being, she was pregnant. But we can't, she didn't want to wait any longer. She wanted to do the Geirus on that day, in order that she'd be able to fulfill, carry on the Kiyama Mitzvahs, like she's been doing till now. She's a frum woman. She's married. So here we come to the Shaila. What's the din? If a woman does Geirus Beshor at the time when she's pregnant, what's the status of this child when it's born? Is the child a Jew? Or is the child a goy, or can we say that he's in the middle of the process of gerus? Interestingly enough, is that at the time when she came to Beis Din, Sir Moshe Steinbuch, the Ravid of the Eidach Reidus, he told her she has to do gerus, and then the same day of the gerus she has to remarry a husband with Alidei Chupa B'Kedushin. But at the same time he warned her that if the baby is born on Shabbos, and if the baby will be a boy, then we have a problem, there's a shaila, if you're allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos. Because if it's a yid, then you're allowed to do a bris on Shabbos. But if it's a goy, and the milah which will be done then is a chelik of the seder of the gerus, so then a milah of Yisrael is doicha Shabbos. But who said the milah of a gerus is doicha Shabbos?
Why is it different from any person, any lady who wants to convert, who wants to do gerus when she's pregnant?
No, this is the question. Normally, it's a very rare situation, because most people, when they do gerus, you know, it's a process of a couple of years. It takes time. So if they have a problem, if they see that she's pregnant, maybe they'll say, wait till you finish the pregnancy and then do the gerus. Maybe things will be different. You know, there's different conditions. Maybe then she won't be able to keep the Torah mitzvahs. But here the situation arises that she wants to do it right on that day, because that's the Derech HaChaim. She's been, till now she's been keeping all the mitzvahs. She can't say, okay, now she's not keeping the mitzvahs, put the mitzvahs on hold for 6 months and then come back in 6 months. So here it's imperative that she should do it right away.
If she's Megai now, the baby's born afterwards, is the baby not Jewish?
If the what? If she's Megai... When? During pregnancy? That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila, and that's what we're coming to. Lemais, the Ribbono Shel was Mesavav. And sometimes the Ribbono Shel, we see many times that the Ribbono Shel is Mesavav. In order that a certain sugi should be learned well, the Ribbono Shel is Mesavav, that certain things should happen. And you wouldn't believe it, the baby boy was born on Shabbos. So Mele came up the Shaila, Lemaisa, can we do the bris on Shabbos or not? So I'll present the Stodim and the Shittus Rishonim of this Shaila. And it's something which is not Paskent in Rambam, it's not Paskent in Toron Shulchan Aruch. So here we have to take the Psak direct from the Rishonim themselves in the Sugi Nivomus. So really there's two Gemaras. There's one Gemara that says that Smashma from there, Tosus derives from there, that the Seder is Ma'akav on Geris. That means first you always do a Mila on a Zohar. First you do a Mila, and then Tvila with Kabbalah Samitzus. And Dafka that Seder is Ma'akav. First Mila and then Tvila. And that's Lemaisa what we do. There's another Gemara that says, Nivomus Ayin Ches, Muberes in his Gairo, B'no Ein Sarach Tvila. A Muberes, which did Giyur, the child does not need Tvila. That means his Yotza with a Tvila with a mother. Like we about with the Machlokes in the Gemara, Uba Yerachemo, Yub Urba, Lab Yerachemoi. So the Tvila which was done to the mother, that's Kilu, the child is all, the mother, Uba is a part of the mother, and Memele, it's Kilu, the Uba has done Tvila. Now what do we do about the Mila? Because if Seder is Takama Akav, if you always have to do Mila and then Tvila, but here we have a situation where the Tvila has been done already, and then you're going to do the Mila on the eighth day, or whenever we do the Bris, it's going to be a Mila, first a Tvila, and then a Mila. So how do these two Gemaras fit in together? So on this we have three Malchim in the Rishonim. Tosfos answers there, and says that no, every situation, every Zohar, you need a Mila and a Tvila in order to perform the Geiris. In this situation, it's enough with Tvila. Like in a Keva, who doesn't need a Mila, it's Mamele, she's Nichnas Klal Yisrael, only Aliday, Tvila, and Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So this child, because of Uba, you can't perform a bris on a Uba. So Mamele, he is Nichnas Klal Yisrael just with Mila, just with Tvila. So Tosfos still learns that Avada, Mila, and Tvila, the Mila and Tvila, the Seder is always Ma'akav. First Mila and then Tvila. But in this situation where the Uba, it's not shy to perform the Bris, so then it's enough with Tvila, like in a Keva. That's Shittus Tosfos. The Ramban says different. The Ramban says, Gufa, he brings a raya from this Gemara, that Seder is not Ma'akav. Because we see that there's a situation where Muberesh and his Gaira, the child first has Tvila with him, and then the Bris is performed. So Ramban, Gufa argues with Tosfos and his Mechiach that lahaloch the Seder is not Ma'akav. Preferably Lekatchila, when the Gemara says that Lekatchila you should do first Mila and then Tvila, he means to say that Lekatchila this is the best way to do it. But in a situation where it's impossible to do, and like in our situation where we have fetus where you can't perform a bris, so in such a situation, the seder is not makav, and there you'll do the tefillah, and then the milah will be performed later. But al kaponim, what says in the Ramban is that the milah is not just a bris, is not just a bris performed on the eighth day of a baby like milis yisrael, but this milah is a chelik of the process of geiris. That means Tosfos will hold that the milah is be'etem a milah, but it doesn't have, it's a milis yisrael. The child is born, when he's born, he's a yisrael gomo, he's a complete Jew, and then afterwards, on the eighth day, the bris will be performed like a regular Jewish baby. Masha Enkin, the Ramban, who derives from here that the Seder is Ma'akav, if the Seder is Taka Ma'akav, and Ramban says Mefurish that the Seder is not Ma'akav, Horaya, Mu'uberish, and Isgairo, and therefore, but he learns Al Kaponim that the Mila is not a Mila which is Milis Yisrael, but the Mila is also an integral part of the Seder Giyur. That means even this child also needs the Mila in order for a process of his Giyur. Until he does the Mila, he's as a Halbayid. We'll see maybe soon what his definition, what his exact status is. But at this point where this Uber has only done Tefillah and he hasn't performed Mila yet, then he doesn't have a complete din of Klal Yisrael. That's the Shittas Ramban. The Shittas Rashbo and says that he still holds that the Seder is Yeh Ma'akav. First you always have to do Mila and then Tvila. In this situation, we have a situation where the Tvila has been performed for the Uba, and then you're going to do Mila. So he says, Anochanama, after the Mila, you have to do another Tvila in order that he should go and come into Klal Yisrael. Because the Seder is Ma'akav, and the Mila is also a process of the Giyur. And Mimela, you always need to do Mila and then Tvila. The Gemara says that you have to do first, if the Seder is Taka Ma'akav, so why do we say that Mubarishin is Gaira Bano Ein Tzorach Tvila? The Rashba says that Mubarishin is Gaira Bano is Lav Dafka, it means bitter. That means where you have an akeva, a girl is born, so then it's the girl, the Tvila is Kielu Dam to the girl. And then he doesn't need any further Tvila. But if a boy is born, where a boy is shaykh to do Mila, if it's shaykh to do Bris Mila, then the Seder is Ma'akav, and therefore the Mila will be a Mila's Geiris, and then after we'll do the Tvila in order that the child should go completely into Klal Yisrael. What's the nafkamina between these Shittas Rishonim? Is what we've slightly mentioned already. Are you allowed to perform such a bris on Shabbos? That means, according to the Tosfos, which learns that the child is a Yisrael Gomo, is a complete Yisrael when he's nichnas, when he's born, because he's already had a tefillah with his mother, and that's enough at that stage, because it wasn't shaykh to do mila, so mila tefillah was enough. So at that stage, he was noiled to a Jewish mother, and Mamela, he's completely Jewish. Mamela, when you perform the bris is a regular bris of a Yisrael Gomo. So Mamela, such a bris is definitely Doicha Shabbos. According to Tosfos, you can do this bris on Shabbos. Masha Enkin Lefi the Rambam and the Rashbo, which both hold that the Mila is an integral part, even on a Uber. Even when a child is born, the Mila which is performed to him is an integral part of the process of the Giyur. As Mela, we only know that a Milis Yisrael is Deuch HaShabbos. What the Pasuk is talking about, the Yom HaShmini, Yimel Basara Olosoi, that's talking about a regular Jewish boy who is born on Shabbos, you can perform the Bris on Shabbos. Masha'enke in a Mila Zgeiris, where the whole Mila is only in order to bring him into Klal Yisrael, who said the Mila Zgeiris is Deuch HaShabbos? Another Nafkemina? Is do you have to have a Bezdin present at the Bris? Because if it's a Milas Geiris like the Ramban and the Rashbo, then we said before that the Bezdin is a Ma'akev. If you don't have a Bezdin, that was the problem with his mother, that they didn't have a Bezdin. We don't want to repeat the same problem here. Mm-hmm. So here, by the Bezdin, by the Bris Mila of this child, then needs to be present to Bezdin. Mashenken, if you learn that it's a Milas Yisrael like Tosfos learns, Milis Yisrael doesn't need Bezdin. It's enough you have a Moel and a Sandik and the grandparents. That's their Nachas. But that's enough. We don't need to have Dafka or Bezdin. That will be another Nafkemina. Interestingly enough, we have a few Gemoras, which is Mashma, like Tosfos, and Bezdin, the Achroinim ask this as a Kasha on the Ramban. There's one, the Gemara in the Bukhairis, which says that Mubarishin is Gairo, like in our situation, does the child need a pidyon haben, or does it not need a pidyon haben? So the Gemara says that in such a situation, the child needs a pidyon haben. He's a Yisrael. So this, Lefi Tosfos, this fits in very well. Tosfos says that the child is born a Yisrael Gomo. If he's born a Yisrael Gomo, Simameila, then he needs to have a pidyon haben like any other Jewish young child. Masha Enkin, if Lefi the Rambam, where he's at this stage, he's between Tvila and Mila, and the Mila is a chelik, is the Gemara, will be the finish of bringing him into Klal Yisrael. So the Vaila, he's not a Yid. If he's not a Yid, Mehecha Teisen should be chayv the pidyon haben. That's one Gemara. There's another Gemara. What happens in this situation where Mubereshin is Gairon, she has a child, but she has two children, she has twin boys. This hasn't happened yet. She has twin boys. What's the din? Klapi Arayas. The person's not allowed to marry Ishis Ach. So here we have a situation where we have two brothers who, is there Issa Arayas of Ishis Ach Minoheim? Normally, if they're proper brothers, then they'll have Issa of Ishis Ach. Mashenken over here, are they Mechuyev on the Arayas of these two brothers? According to Tosfos, he's Yisrael Gomo Abad, there's Issa Ishis Ach in such a situation. According to Ramban and the Rashba, where at this situation he's not yet the Yisrael Gomo, he hasn't done Mila, and we know that by the Mila, by the Gemar Geiris, we say Kekotn Shenoyledomi, and therefore all the Issa Arayas are not shaykh to him Midaraisa. So according to the Ramban, there wouldn't be an Issa Ishis Ach. But the Maisim in the Gemara's Mavua, that there is in this situation, there is an Issa Ishis Ach. So this Gemara is weiter schwer, it's hard to understand it according to the Shitz Ramban, and therefore it's more neuter that maybe the Halacha is like Tosfos and not like the Ramban. There's another few Gemaras, we don't have time to list out all the Rayas, but these are the two primary Rayas which we have to go according to Shitz Tosfos and not according to Shitz Ramban. Because of these Rayas, because of these Hoichochus, so in Piska Alochos from Reb David Karlina, he passes like Tosfos. He says, because we have Kashas on the Ramban, according to Shitz Tosfos, it's Beseder to understand, we understand the Gemaras that say that the child is the Yisrael Gomo. If that's the situation, so maybe we can pass them like Tosfos, and according to Tosfos, and we can actually, Nafgemina, we can actually do the bris on Shabbos, because Beitzim, what's the problem with doing a bris on Shabbos? If you're not Mechuyev, if you're not allowed to do the bris on Shabbos, then it comes out that you're doing an Avera, you're doing a... You are Oysa Chaburud. If not for the Posik to tell me B'yom HaShmini that Mila is Deich HaShabbos, then Shabbos it's a Issa Skila to do a Bris Mila. If it's B'mezi, then it's a Issa Skila. But nevertheless, Reb David Kalin and Piska Alochus is happy to Paskin like Tosfos and say that you're allowed to perform this Bris on Shabbos. Reb Chaim Oizer in Shut Achiezer, he also brings down this issue and he says that Lemaisa we can... Falozach, we can rely on the psak of Reb David Kalina and perform this bris on Shabbos. Lemaisen Achroinim, there are a couple of ways to maybe to understand the Ramban, even according to these Gemaras which we said. It's a very nice vort from Reb Naftali Trop. It's a yeshiva shavot, but it's Magde the Inyan. He says that in Geirus, there's two chalokim, there's two parts of Geirus. And in Klal Yisrael, when a person does a Giyur, when he joins the nation of Klal Yisrael, there's two things happening. There's one thing of Mishpachas Yisrael. Yisrael is a family. We all come out of Avraham Avinu, and there's a family of a Mishpacha of Klal Yisrael. But then there's another thing, there's another Chelik of Geirus, and that is Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael is the point which is Mechayev a person to do Dinim, to keep Halachas. The mitzvahs and dinim come from the Kedushas Yisrael. That means besides being a chelik of Mishpachas Yisrael, of family Yisrael, there's also a din of Kedushas Yisrael where that's the mechayev, that's the drive behind why we keep mitzvahs today because we have Kedushas Yisrael. So he says, Rabbi Naftali Trop says, that in such a situation when a child is born to a Jewish mother, Lemaisa, the mother is Jewish, because she did tefillah, and she doesn't need mila. So she's a Jewish mother, and this child was born to a Jewish mother. So any child which is born to a Jewish mother, he's already nichnas b'mishpochas Yisrael. He's a chelik of Klal Yisrael, family-wise. Who's his mother? His natural mother is this Jewish woman. and she's a complete Jew. So Mamele Klapi Mishpochus Yisroel, he's in the family of Klal Yisroel. But we only say, when will he go into Kedushas Yisroel? When will he get this Chelik HaNoisef and say that he also has the din of Kedushas Yisroel to say that he's Mecham Mechuyev B'mitzvahs? That will only happen at the Bris. Because Dinim, Bris is a din, and Dinim will only derive once he's completed his second Chelik of Geirus, that's when he'll come into Kedushas Yisroel. So he says, the Chiv of Pidyon HaBen, the Pasuk says, Peterechem. Peterechem means that he was born from a Jewish womb. So any person who is born to a Jewish womb, because it's Toilam Peterechem, so Memele, he's got a Chelik, he's already Nichnas in the Chelik of Mishpachas Yisroel. And Klape, the din of Pidyon HaBen, that's enough already to be Mechayev Mem Pidyon HaBen. That means till he does the Mila, till he's Nichnas in Gansen, completely into a Geir, he hasn't done his Bris, so then he doesn't have the dinim. But once he has the bris, and he's nichnas completely with Kedushas Yisroel, but because his mishpachas Yisroel was already nichnas on the day of the Mila, when he was born to a Jewish mother, that is enough to be mechayvim with the Pidyon HaBen. So to the other Gemara. The Gemara says that Klapidis Arayas, these twins which were born, so the Gemara says that they have Issa with each other's Arayas, which is with each other's wives. That tells us that because Arayas is a din in Mishpachas Yisroel, because they are b'metzias achim min ho'eim, and b'metzias when they were born after the mother to a Jewish mother. So if they were born to a Jewish mother, klape is Arayas, which is also toila on Mishpachas Yisroel, on the family of Yisroel. So dinim which pertains to the family, that is shaykh even aliday because they were born to a Jewish mother. Mashenkin, the klapidinim of other things, that will only happen once the Kedushas Yisroel will take place. Al kaponim the miyashiv the Das Ramban from these two Gemaras. Now, back to our original Shaila. What would be the din klape performing a bris on Shabbos? We could try and be miyashiv the Das Ramban with this mahalach and say that as long as the baby was born to a Jewish mother, and lemais there is a Torah's karnim which suggests that, because in Torah's karnim it says on the posuk isho kisazria v'yolda zocho, the medrash says lerabois geirus umeshuchreres. And what's the posuk coming to tell me? Lerabois geirus. That means a woman isho kisazria v'yolda zocho, and lerabois even to tell me a geirus. That means a geirus who is yolda zocho. So it's mashma that it's coming to include our situation where Muberishin is Gairo, and even that is, she has to perform the bris on the eighth day. And if he's Nichlal in the din, that you have to perform the bris on the eighth day, so then could be the Hemshech of that posik also tells us that Mil is Delcha Shabbos. So could be, there's a raya from the Torah's Kranim, that even in such a situation, you would also be able to perform the bris on Shabbos. But nevertheless, maybe it's only a drash, and lemais at the end of the day, we still remain with this dilemma. Do we paskin like Tosfos, or do we paskin like the Shittas Ramban and Shittas Rashba? So we mentioned that Rabbi David Chalina and the Achiezer, Rabbi Chaim Oizer, were happy to paskin like Tosfos. But nevertheless, on the other side, the Rogachover and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, they black by Sofik. And if it's a Sofik, we can't afford to be Mechal Shabbos, but that's, if it's a Sofik and it's a Machleks Rishonim, Nish Oisge Paskent in the Shulchan Aruch, the way we know, where there's a Machleks Rishonim, and if it's Oisge Paskent in the Shulchan Aruch, then we have something to rely on. But this Machleks is not Oisge Paskent, and Mamele they remain, and they Paskent Alocha, that because Lemaise remains a Sofik, so therefore we cannot perform this Bris on Shabbos. Lemaise, this is what exactly happened. We told the moral to say that the baby is yellow, because the mice, everyone knew the baby was born on Shabbos. L'chori, she should do the bris on Shabbos. She didn't want anyone to know about this situation. It's a busha. Suddenly, you know, she's running a Jewish life, and from one minute to the next, she's not a Yid. So Memele, they said, the moral said that the baby is yellow. On Sunday morning, they performed the bris. But Noichach, now Zoichel, I was one of the Dayonim there, present at the bris, and no one knew people thought we were just watching the bris. Lemaisa, we were there, but there is Bezdin, in order to, that the Mila should be performed, Bedas, Aldas, Geiris. And Mela, that's how the child was Nichnas to Kedushas Yisroel, Mishpachas Yisroel. That was the end of the process of the Giyur, Aliday, the Mila, which took place on Sunday.
If she was
No, because then it's not Peter Rechem. Peter Rechem is the firstborn from her Rechem.
Had it been Peter Rechem, would you have done Pidyon HaBen?
Right, so we'll just finish off with this. What do we do about with Pidyon HaBen? Lemaaseh was Peter Rechem. This was her first child. And we said that the Gemara says that Mubershin is Gairo, is Chayav Pidyon HaBen. That's what it's passing to Reddy. The Gemara says that she's Chayav Pidyon HaBen. Is the Shaila, how do we perform this Pidyon HaBen? Do we have a father in order to perform this Pidyon HaBen? So we know that a child, if it's a Rosh Shalei B'Kedusha and Leidosei B'Kedusha, so the child is not Mesiachas after the father. He might be, for all practical purposes, he might be the father. But in Dinim, this person who's called Daddy, he's not the father. So Mamela, now we have the problem, who should do the Pidyon HaBen? Mitzad Echad, you can say that Bezdin is Mitzvah to do the Pidyon HaBen. Correct. But Lemaisa, who said, that means Be'etzem, the child himself, where there's no father. So then the Chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen is on the child himself. Now the child, when he's 30 days old, he's not a Bach Yuva, right? He's not Mechuyuv B'mitzvah. When he becomes B'mitzvah, then he's got Chiyuv B'mitzvah. So now, if Bezdin go and do it, right, the child can turn around at 13 and say, who asked you to mishin? I've got a mitzvah. I want to do the mitzvah when I'm a Bach Yuva. Who asked you to do family simchas without me? I'm the Bach Yuva. I want to be mekayim the mitzvah myself. Mitzvah boy, yoisevi b'shluchoi. So who asked you to mix in? Who asked you to help me out? So there's a machlekes how to proceed with this. Because ba'etzem, there is a musar that you can be mezaka. That means the over can't be zoicha, but you can be das makna, and person could be zoicha money. Bezin could be makna money to someone else, and this someone else should be zoicha on behalf of the uber, and then do the mitzvah with the child's money. If he does it with the child's money, then he's makayim the mitzvah. So as kenyonim, because there's also din that pidyon haben has to be done with the child's, with the person's own money. So where there's the father, the mitzvah is be'etzem on the father, so it's the father's money. But here the child, he can't own money. So here we've come around the problem of him owning money. But lemaisa, still the second chalik of whether to do it when he's a cotton or whether to do it aliday bezdin, that we haven't solved that problem. So there's a machlok zaposkim, is it better? Maybe we should take a wait. Wait till he becomes a bar mitzvah. And then do a Pidyon HaBen. Lemaisa, the Ramo already mentions this, and that is that maybe no one will remember. Lo Eleinu, when there's a Yosem, and he doesn't have a father, his father was Nifta after he was born, and he doesn't have a father. So then, we have the same problem. Any child, not a Mubarish in Iskara, but any child in Ovech, Lo Eleinu, doesn't have a father, when should we perform the Pidyon HaBen? So on that, it's mentioned that the child should go with a tas. They should make a silver plate on a chain, put it round his neck, and he should have a tag on him, Einoi Podui. This child is not Podui, and he should wear it till his bar mitzvah. And this way, the Ramo brings it down. This way, he'll remember, it'll never happen a situation where he'll forget that he's not Podui. It's not the practical solution, because we know I'm Vash Barabim, the person who goes through this busha of going round with a tas of Einoi Podui, is not a pleasant situation. So the other poskim speak about them, other eitzes how to go around this. But there, l'chore in our case is slightly better, because by a yosem, Nebuchitaka doesn't have a father, and his mother is not learned to know b'yeh pidyon haben. She knows you make a pidyon haben on the 30th day, she's never been to a pidyon haben after the bar mitzvah. So where there's only a mother, so then there's taka chashash that maybe he's going to forget and not come to do the mitzvahs of Pidyon HaBen. But here, for all practical purposes, we have a father. It's just the din tells us that this is not the father. But lemaisa l'chayr, that would be enough to be meman of the father and tell him that when the child is bar mitzvah, remember to make a Pidyon HaBen. There's a shoymer, an achroidik, a shoymer, who's going to remind us to do this Pidyon HaBen. As memeila l'chayr, in this case, they can do it, they can, even if they wait till the bar mitzvah to do the Pidyon HaBen, and again, it doesn't have to be barabim, it doesn't have to be just take a koin and five sloim, that's enough. But we have someone responsible over here to be a shoymer and make sure that this kid has his pidyon haben. Lamaisa again, in order to not to be mevayish, embarrass the family, they performed the pidyon haben on the at the right time, aliday the eitzah which we said, and they did it al tanai. That means if the child himself will taka eventually do the pidyon haben, then we want that this money that we gave to the kohen should be a complete matona and nothing got to do with pidyon haben. Like this, the child himself will be able to perform the pidyon haben himself. Masha'enkin, if b'midah that. In the worst case scenario, where the child himself will actually forget to do pidyon haben, but we've covered that as well because the ma'aser on the right day we did the pidyon haben, and for shneitzach the pidyon haben was done without a brocha because in order it shouldn't be a brocha levatol. It's only ala sofik. Klap the pidyon haben use mekuyim mekayim, but klap the din of brochas we know that sofik brochas lahokel. Thank you very much.